I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and welcome to my show. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a moment where you thought, I'm not sure I can do this? I don't know if I can do this. Or have you ever aimed lower than your goals? Have you ever set your expectations lower than what you really wanted just so you didn't get disappointed? Or have you ever had one of those moments where you've been working on this project for a long time and you look at it when you finished it and you look at it and you're just like, this is complete shit. It's okay. We've all had these moments of self-doubt. We all have these moments where we're like, ooh, I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I deserve this. I don't know if I should be going after this. We all have these moments where our confidence dips and we don't think that we can achieve it. So what I'm saying to you is that what you need to do is make sure that you continually nurture your confidence. You have to continually nurture your confidence. It's not something that you can set and forget. You don't get confident one day and then you're confident forever. No, everybody has moments in their life where their confidence dips, where they start to question themselves or their abilities. And you have to continually nurture your confidence if you want to stay that way and if you really want to achieve the things that you want to achieve in life. Let me tell you a really, really cool story about confidence and a time where I had a dip in confidence. It was the night that I met my wife. So let me paint the picture for you. I was at a little bar in a little hip part of town, and I'm sitting at the bar and ordering a beer with one of my friends. And so I ordered this beer, and I'm waiting for it to come. And while I'm waiting, this gorgeous, beautiful woman comes up next to me and starts to talk to me. And look, if you saw a picture of my wife, you'd be like, wow, she is way prettier than you. She is. She's gorgeous. Seriously. Like, you'd be like, how did he get her? Well, it's not because I was so confident. It's because I'm a good salesperson. But this evening, she approached me. This woman approached me, came up, sat next to me, and started a conversation. It was amazing. It was the coolest thing ever because I'm sitting there talking to this beautiful blonde woman, and it's just flowing naturally. We're having a great conversation. You know, she ordered a drink, and I'm drinking my beer. I'm waiting for my friend to come back from the bathroom or something. And she goes, okay, well, it's been nice talking to you. Maybe I'll see you later. And she said it all coy and really cute. And I'm thinking in my head, I got to say something a little coy back at her just to get her, you know, wondering, like make myself a little more mysterious. And so I said something along the lines of, when she said, maybe I'll see you later, I said, we'll see. But it must have come off, we'll see. Because she looked at me like, you're an idiot for letting me off the hook. I don't want to talk to you later. She gave me a very, very nasty look, and she walked out of the bar. She walks away with her drink, and I'm sitting there with my hands in my head, or my head in my hands, and my friend walks back up. He goes, hey, I didn't want to interrupt. I saw you talking to that really cute girl. What's the deal? Did you get her number? Are you going to talk to her? I was like, I don't think so, man. I just ruined this whole thing. I ruined it. I my chances are done. They're nil. He goes, no, she looked like she was interested. She was until I said something stupid. And she walked off. He goes, oh, I'm sure she's still here, man. You have a chance. Just go check it out. And so reluctantly, I started looking around the bar trying to find her. And I'd seen her walk towards the front door. And so like I peer outside, and there she is, outside on this little patio. And she's sitting at this table with six other women. She must be on like a girls' night or something like that with all of her friends, and she just happened to have a moment where she went to go get a drink and then it hit on me at the bar. And then I screwed it up, so she goes, forget it, and went back outside to her friends. I can see this little glimmer of hope, this little opportunity to talk to this woman was fading very quickly, and I just didn't think I had it in me to go up there and talk. Because not only would I have to talk to her, because she's beautiful, but I'd have to talk to her and I'd have to fend off her six friends. They're going to be mad that I'm there ruining their girls' night. And they're going to be judging me for talking to their friend and not them. And it sounded like it was going to be or I thought that it was going to be a whole huge mess and just an ordeal. And I didn't think that I had it in me. I totally lacked the confidence. I started doubting myself. It's like, I'm just gonna let this one go. We'll chalk it up to what if, right? And I'm sure that would have I would have lived with regret forever if I hadn't actually taken action. But my buddy, whose name was Simon, goes, Josh, just go talk to her. I'll run interference on the friends. You can do this. She's good looking. She's really good looking, but she already came and talked to you, so you know that she already wants to talk to you. Well, that was just like that a little piece of confidence boost, right? That little thing that nudged me to go talk to her. I was like, all right, come on. We got fresh drinks, headed outside to the patio. We get out to the patio. I sidle up next to her. She's like, hi, how's it going? I'm sorry. I don't know what I was saying earlier. I was trying to be cool. Obviously, I'm not. And that must have come off a lot cooler than my comment inside when I said, we'll see. Because she goes, that's great. Why don't you sit down with us? It's like, great. Introduced my friend. Boom. He takes all of her friends off the table. So I don't have to worry about that interference anymore. And it was that moment that I began to doubt myself that I needed somebody there to encourage me. No, Josh, just go talk to her. Just go talk to her. And it was that little nudge of encouragement, right? That little boost in confidence that somebody else gave me when I was having that self-doubt that led me to my amazing marriage. I've been married for over 8 years, my two children, and this phenomenal experience we call life. It was all because in a moment of self-doubt like that, somebody was there to help nurture my confidence. So I'm gonna tell this to you, right? You need to continually nurture your confidence. You have to, otherwise you're gonna settle for less than you deserve. And this could have been a terrible situation. She walked away. I was scared. I was worried. I knew that I had just lost my chance. I thought that was it. It was over. Dunsky. Not going to talk to her again. But when I got nudged just a little bit, when I got told, hey, you can do this. You got this. The second I started believing in myself, I got to approach her. And I turned the entire situation around. And it blossomed into an amazing relationship. So think about that next time you think that you can't go talk to that customer, or you can't go talk to that other individual because you're not confident enough. Just take a moment and realize if you don't do it, you can miss out on something amazing. You really could. Let me give you another example. This comes from my business life. I was working for a pretty large technology company at the time, and one of our competitors had all of the business of this large company that we had wanted to do business with for years, and we were never able to convert their business because they were just so happy with this client. And we started treating them like they were practically our competition itself. And so we stopped approaching this potential client because we knew that they were totally smitten with our competition. They didn't answer our calls or our emails. They didn't want to deal with us. They didn't even want to take meetings just to hear about what we could offer. And so it really has a kind of an effect on our entire sales team that nobody wanted to even approach them. Nobody wanted them as a client. I don't think that anything can happen. And one day, I was at a conference. And I knew this guy. He was one of their managers. I knew him just because we had met at other events. He had always been dismissive of me. But I was, you know what? I need to go talk to this guy. I'm gonna go do it. I'm going to go talk to this guy, and I'm gonna make sure that they know that we want their business. And I don't think it's acceptable. So with enough courage built up, right? I knew that our software was better, our technology was better than our competition. I just knew it. So there's no reason for me not to go talk to this guy and tell him that he's settled for something less than he deserves. I might as well bring it to his attention. So I walk up to him at this conference and I said, hey, just to let you know, I'm with this company. I know you know who we are. We've met before. I think what you're using is a lower standard than you should be settling for. We have better stuff. You should be working with us. I know you like them, right? I know they're my competition, but I just really think that you should at least take our meeting. We should at least have a conversation. And he looked me dead in the eyes and he goes, you know what, Josh? If you set up a meeting for next week, I will meet with you and I'll hear you out. That moment, because I had the confidence to go in and to approach him and just to walk up to him and just call him the way I wanted to call him, just because I did that, got us that meeting. That meeting that next week turned this client that had done no business with us for over a decade. They hadn't talked to my company for a decade. They turned into one of our largest clients in that territory. millions of dollars spent with our organization over the next couple of years, all because of that moment when I walked in and said, no, I'm going to go talk to him. Because I mustered the confidence to go over and do that. You can't have self-doubt, right? You have to continually nurture your confidence. You do. So, and the truth is that everybody questions themselves sometimes. I know what you're thinking. Well, you know, I want to be tempered with my personality. I want to be realistic about my expectations, Josh. Hold on. But was Bill Gates realistic? Is Elon Musk realistic? Absolutely not. They had grandiose expectations, and I'm sure they question their abilities sometimes. I'm sure they still question their abilities or to accomplish the things that they are accomplishing. But they never lost their confidence. I'm sure they continually nurtured it. They have to tell themselves, you know what, keep going, keep trying this. And I mean, everybody knows that there's moments in both of those gentlemen's lives where they've had failures. But that's when we have to muster our confidence the most. You have to continually feed that. You need to continually nurture your confidence. You do. So if I'm going to give you a couple of tips yourself on how you can nurture your own confidence, because you have to do it yourself. Nobody else is going to nurture your confidence for you. One of the big things you can do is you have to have supportive friends. People that can pump you up. People like my buddy Simon that said, hey, you can go talk to this chick, you got it. Right? You have to do that. If you don't have people there telling you that you are great, you're never going to think that you are. If you think, oh man, I'm just terrible, I don't think I can accomplish this, and there's people around you that are negative, like, yeah, you're probably right. Those are the wrong friggin' people to be hanging out with. Don't hang out with people that don't think that you can accomplish things. Hang out with the people that say, no, you can definitely accomplish it. You want to be pushed towards success, not pulled back towards mediocrity. So surround yourself with the right people. Next, another really cool thing that I found is awesome is listing your accomplishments. Now, this isn't to be arrogant. This isn't to like post on your wall so people can see like a list of your accomplishments or your diplomas that I see people do in their offices. No. That's not what it's about. Write down three things. How about this? Just start with three things. Write down three things that you're proud of. What are three things that you've accomplished that you're proud of? Did you land the largest client in company history? Or maybe you did the single best deal recently. Or it doesn't even have to be business related. It can be personal related. Maybe you ran a marathon and you're proud of that. That's awesome. That's an achievement. That's something that you've done that's amazing that you've achieved. Write that down, dude. Write down just three. Just three. Don't have to be more than that. Write down three things that you've achieved that you're proud of for yourself. Because when you know that you've already achieved great things, then it makes attaining additional great things or things in the future, it makes that a lot closer, right? It keeps it within grasp because you know you've already achieved great things. I can achieve great things in the future. Heck yeah. That's awesome. Then the last thing I think that you should do is list things that you're grateful for. If everything else fell away, forget your job for a second. What are things that you're grateful for in your life? Right? Like maybe it's family, maybe it's friends, maybe it's your health. List three things, just three. Again, just list three things that you're thankful for. And that way, if you run into little nuances, if you run into little problems like, oh, I don't know if I want to go talk to that guy. Well, it doesn't matter nearly as much if that person rejects you or if you don't actually achieve it, but you're still going to try. It doesn't matter nearly as much because you have huge things that you're grateful for already. And you've already achieved great things as well. Knowing these two things, it's going to allow you to pursue everything else with less self-defeating mentalities. You're going to have more confidence because you know you've achieved great things. You know you have things to be grateful for. You're going to be a lot more confident. So recap that one more time. Surround yourself with supportive people. Keep a list of your accomplishments. And keep a list of things that you're grateful for. All right. So coming up to the favorite part of the show, right? What would Josh do? It's a segment where I read emails or questions that I've gotten from people and kind of go through what I would do and how I would solve this problem. So here we go. I got an email right here. It's from Jonathan. He goes, hi, Josh. There's a job opening to my company. It would be a huge promotion, but I don't know if I have what it takes to do this role. That's kind of self-defeating immediately, isn't it? I want to make progress, but I don't want to bite off more than I can chew. How should I approach this? Should I stay in my current role? Okay, Jonathan, first off, let me just tell you, I think everybody's been in a situation where they're handed an opportunity and they're not sure if they can do it. Maybe you don't have the skill set, maybe you don't have the knowledge, maybe you don't have the Mammoth. I don't know what your current situation is exactly. All I understand is that there's a huge promotion and you're afraid. You're scared to take it because you don't think that you're ready. First off, I'm going to tell you now, you are holding yourself back in this moment. You're the one that's not going to allow yourself to be promoted. If you don't get promoted, it's your fault. It is. But the good news is that your company already saw your value in that role. Otherwise, they wouldn't have offered it to you in the first place. They came to you. It's like my wife approached me, right? You need to be confident. They already saw the value that you would bring to them in that role. So, of course, they think that you can achieve it. What was it that Richard Branson said? Even if you don't know how to do it, say yes and then learn how to do it. Absolutely, I would say yes. Say yes. Do this. I'm sure you can. If they already noticed it within you, you need to go to this new role. This new role could be phenomenal for you, Jonathan. Just go. Don't question yourself. You got to where you are on your own volition and your own cognition and your own hard work. You can get to the next stage. And if they saw it in you, you need to have the confidence to be like, yeah, you're right. I do deserve this new awesome role. I'm a badass. Go get it. Just go get it. That's all you have to do, man. I know you can. Please, for me, just go and take this job. You deserve it. You can do it. I know you can. Otherwise, they wouldn't have approached you in the first place. But hey, Jonathan, let me know how this turns out. I'd love to hear if you ended up taking the job and how that worked for you and everything, all right? So let's take a moment. If you're in this kind of a situation, just like Jonathan, right? Remember, we all question ourselves occasionally. Everybody questions themselves occasionally. And that's okay. Just don't let that be the cause for you to lose faith in your abilities. Don't let that be an opportunity for you to lose confidence. Yes, question yourself, that's fine, but remember that you've gotten to where you are by your abilities. And you can get to the next stage in life with your abilities as well. You need to have the confidence to do that. You really do. You need to continually nurture your confidence. So I'll leave you with a fun quote right now. A person with big dreams is more powerful than a person with all the facts. That's pretty neat, by Daley Maloney. That's pretty awesome. So I'll tell you what, thank you so much for joining me today, and I'll be back next week. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.